USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dutch police still trying to determine why a man opened fire yesterday on a tram there, killing three people and injuring five. Police have arrested the 37-year-old Turkish man after a seven-hour manhunt, and they say they're not ruling out terrorism. Boeing is going to offer pilot training for the grounded 737 MAX aircraft. The announcement from the CEO is one of two new safety measures following two deadly crashes involving the same aircraft over the past few months.
As the facts from the accident become available and we understand the necessary next steps, we're taking action to fully reassure airlines and their passengers of the safety of the 737 MAX.
The second measure updated software to correct what's thought to have been another factor in the crashes. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Vice President Mike Pence will be getting a very close look at the worst flooding in Nebraska's history today. Flooding in the Midwest has killed at least four people, doing hundreds of million dollars of damage. The Iowa governor took a look at the devastation in her state yesterday.
It was just unbelievable, the catastrophic destruction that we witnessed. It was heart-wrenching, to be quite honest, to just see the breadth of what the flood and what it encompassed.
All of the content uploaded to MySpace before 2016 is gone for good. The social network that was big between 2005 and 2009 says a faulty server migration caused the mass deletion about a year ago, erasing pictures, videos, and songs. The loss is permanent now, according to a company spokesman. After last year, they claimed the deletion was a temporary error and was going to be fixed. By the way, we're online with a newly designed website at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA News for your health now. Here's John Clemens.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Dale Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A well-known scientist returning to host a pair of TV shows, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is going to be returning to TV soon after National Geographic and Fox concluded an investigation into allegations of inappropriate conduct made against him by two women. Cosmos, Possible Worlds, and Star Talk have been in limbo for months. Nat Geo launched the investigation after the website Patheos reported the two women had accused Tyson of inappropriate behavior. But now in a statement, National Geographic says the investigation's complete and we are moving forward with both Star Talk and Cosmos. Nat Geo and Fox declining to make any of the findings of their investigation public. It's unclear if Tyson will remain with the programs, either one of them, beyond their scheduled airings. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.